We had joy, we had fun, we had
seasons in the sun.
What a, you know what? I love that song.
Well, don't we want to say who we are?
We can, but that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, okay.
Just in general, I love that. I love that song, but then I find out that it's got a whole different meaning to it than that I ever knew. So, but we won't go down that road. So you are?
My name is Michelle Ross, and
I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
Yeah.
Well, today we're talking about Seasons in the Sun. And you know, we heard this song and we both really liked it.
Well, I actually sang it last night.
We have joy, we have fun. It's such a peppy, lovely song. Until you listen and actually read the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, you know, someone saying goodbye to their best friend since they were like 7 years old.
Yeah,
or
they had leukemia or something like that is what the true story behind it, I guess, is.
So it we're going to have to do like two different topics here. Because one is you listen to songs and you think, oh my gosh, they're awesome. They're peppy, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I remember I used to walk around singing the song, "Wish you would step back off that ledge, my friend." And it was really a suicide song. Asking. And so you've got to remember, when you hear songs, sometimes pretty much there's always a meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's peppy, there's a darker side to it. And today is...
There could be. Well, I mean...
Well, today is a darker side.
You know one
of
the most famous suicide songs? MASH. The theme song to MASH.
The early morning fog I see.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things that's iconic and everybody knows it as soon as it starts playing. Mm-hmm. However, it was all about suicide.
And it was a pleasant sounding song.
Yeah.
So just like our show today, Seasons in the Sun, this is going to be a very pleasant, thought provoking podcast today.
Does that mean I can get
your serious face on? But no, because it's part of life. People go away. People come, people go. There are seasons in your sun of your life where people come and go. So what Brian and I were talking about when Seasons in the Sun came up last night was, wow, it's not just personal. Icons from our generation mm-hmm. are passing, like in droves.
Yeah, we're getting to that age. And, you know, I remember mom saying stuff about, you know, there was 20 or 30 people in her graduating class, and she's the last one of like four that are left, you know. But she was over 80 years old, so it's kind of understandable. But I never thought that at our age that we would be losing. I mean, a lot of it is icons. That's what makes it a familiar topic, is the icons that we have. I mean, just this year alone, I don't know if you remember the Iron Sheik or not, the wrestler, the pro wrestler.
No, but I was thinking Tina Turner, Sinead O'Connor.
Oh yeah.
Prince, Michael.
Well, those were a few years ago, but know, just but this still, year alone, it was crazy.
They feel like they just passed away. And then Robin Williams. I mean,
you know, Ellen. Not DeGeneres. She hasn't gone yet.
Ellen Arkin,
yeah.
Yeah, but there were so many famous people that just passed in this past year. And Brian and I were talking about, wow, we're at the age group now, we're in our 50s, where people are getting sick or people are dying or, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of scary.
Well, some of those icons we're talking about, like Ellen Arkin, they set our pop culture. They're the ones who came up with something. You know, so they're a little bit older generation, but then you get into the Michael Jacksons, who was basically our age.
Sinead O'Connor is our age.
I mean, I even remember when Elvis went.
Well, I was thinking like Paul Rubin, Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
He passed away. And I remember.
He wasn't really an icon.
He was, though, because he was part of our growing up. I mean, I remember watching Pee Wee's Playhouse as a young adult. And so there's people in our lives that who have shaped us in ways or warped us in some way, in some way, shape, or form. But now they're passing. And so mm-hmm. what I was telling Brian about this was, we have icons that are leaving, or people who have influenced us in some way, shape, or form, leaving this world. But we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. That's my top, my deep talk.
Which is where but the thing of it is, I think the whole, the symbolism behind that, if you will, or the message, the message behind that is they may be gone. They may be part of our memories now, part of our history, part of our experiences, but we got to move forward.
Yes.
Just because, you know, just because an icon dies, or even if it's a family member, sometimes, and I know this is kind of harsh to say, or well, not maybe harsh, but
it's life.
It's life. It's the way things go, you know, and one of the worst things, of course, and I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but one of the worst things, of course, is when you lose a child, when your child dies before you, because you hear that all the time. Oh my God, the child should have never died before the parent.
No parent should see the child.
Exactly. And no parent should see it. However, it is still a part of life, mm-hmm. you know? So it is kind of a harsh statement, but in a way it's reality. And that's kind of the way I've always been, in a reality thinker.
Well, in Seasons in the Sun and People Passing, that is why I'm such a big believer in legacy, big believer in telling stories and sharing stories among your family members so that people know where you came from, what you're doing, and what you want to do. Because what is legacy? What is that? Mm-hmm. Well, it's when you're gone, who remembers you? And all those names, those icons we were talking about in the famous world that we all kind of know about,
right,
is they left something. That even though they're not here, they have their music or their movies or their TV shows or their writing, any of those kind of
just
things.
Their effects on us.
So my thing is, what are you leaving?
Right. I mean, sometimes it's not even the written word or the artistry that they left behind. I mean, I grew up with Prince, and Prince is, I still get the chills thinking about it, because Prince and 1999 helped me get through a bad time in my life. And when he passed away, I was like, please, press, do not drag him through the mud, because that was somebody that has left a living imprint on me. You know, it may not be visible on the outside. I may not talk about it all the time, but when I think about it and I think about him, I think about the music that he did leave. But it was that impact that he had emotionally on me. And I'm sure everybody's got something like that, that they grew up and it helped them get through their teenage years and all that kind of stuff, you know. Oh, I'm crazy on this subject.
No.
I love this subject, because I also think of Don McLean in American Pie.
Well, and I'm thinking,
you know,
I'm thinking not this big. I'm thinking you right there, the one watching right now, the one listening right now. Do you even talk to your family? Do you talk to your children about what you did growing up and how you worked to get to whatever you're doing? That is your legacy. Your legacy is the thoughts and the ideas and the stories you share the people with you now. Mm-hmm. So what legacy will you leave so that when people no longer have you in their world, they still have that memory that they can hold on to? I mean, look at Brian light up about Prince, and he never met the guy in person. Okay.
Never.
And so think about that, is what legacy are you leaving so that your season in the sun with whomever you're with, right, is a bright one?
Oh, I've been on this subject of perception lately, mm-hmm. perspective, one of those two words. And I also think that perspective or that perception that I have of Prince in my mind is my perception.
It is your perception.
It's the way that I look at it. That may not even be 100% the case, but according to my story, that's what it is. We were just talking about that the other day about stories. And I was telling you about my fourth grade teacher, mm-hmm. who I talked to. And
actually, that was on our podcast.
Was it on a podcast? Yeah. I bet it was.
It was.
So, but anyhow, it was about the popcorn farmer that was not a popcorn farmer. I thought he was. So go back to the last show, you get the rest of the story. The rest of the story. I remember when he went to Walter Cronkite.
And see, with me, it's something like Tina Turner was a really big impact for me, because the way she moved on stage, I was like, wow, this woman is fire. And, you know, back then, so many of the women were very demure and very, baby, baby, where did our love go? And she's like, dun, 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 dun. And you're like, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not even your decade or your era.
But I grew up with that.
The Shondells and the Pips and the Squeaks.
To watch someone like Tina, who at her age, when, you know, you're seven, you think, wow, she's 25. She's like a crypt creeper. I mean, at 20, you think everybody is, anyone over 30 is like, gonna die soon.
Yeah, like all our school teachers we had when we were in elementary school.
Yes. And so just thinking, I never met her in person, but watching her on stage, I went, wow, you can be older and still be that dynamic.
She wasn't that much older than us. You realize that, right?
No, she wasn't.
Which is scary.
But when you see someone on TV, when you saw her on stage, I just assumed she was a lot older than us. So think about the things you do in life, that seasons in the sun. This is your time in the sun. Are you shining? That's where I go. Shine bright. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond in the sky.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Oh, that's all right. I said a thing a little bit ago and you missed it.
Which one?
It was a geek comment.
Which one?
The Pips and the Squeaks.
Oh, the Lenny and Squeaky stuff?
Nope.
No, I don't know that then.
Those are the things on the collars of the formal uniform of Star Trek, the little pins.
Oh,
the Pips and Squeaks.
I don't know that stuff.
It was a little geeky thing going on.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I get it every once in a while. It comes across, you know, just overwhelmed.
So, seasons in the sun. Are you shining in your way, shape, or form? Mm-hmm. Are you giving back to the community? Are you giving back to your family? Are you giving back to yourself? Are you shining?
I'm going to stretch this one.
Go ahead.
Because sometimes because we're talking about business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we give up our businesses, it's the same.
What does that mean?
Because we've put our heart and soul and we birthed that business, and then we either have to sell it or shut it down or whatever it happens to be. But we still have to move on after we do that. But sometimes the symbolism there of your business that you built it, you grew it, and it's gone. It's like, I hate to bring this up, but I just heard today that Independent Records here in Colorado Springs has been in business for 45 years. They sell albums, CDs, that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of classic memories behind Independent Records. Well, they're on the outs. Mm-hmm. And it's one, because the folks who own it, their age, the things can't run it anymore, yada, yada, yada. But it's also because of our market. I mean, everything is digital these days. I mean, it's kind of hard to have a brick and mortar digital store.
Well, and I'm thinking,
but I don't know, but that sounds kind of cool if I could figure that one out.
Well, I'm thinking it's called Amazon, iTunes. Well, you know, like with my music album coming out, we were just talking about how we're going to put that out. I like albums. I want a CD. What do you mean it's all digital? What do you sign? I mean, I liked hanging things on my wall. I had albums on my wall. Right. And I'm like, so how do you do that nowadays? You don't. So
you'd find a different way of distributing it.
So that's what we're doing with my album, is we will be giving it, we will be selling CDs with a digital download inside. Right. So you'll have the CD.
But you also have an album cover.
And I'll have an album.
I am going to so figure that out. I just got to find out how to do it. Is make an album, and inside on the insert is actually the CD and the digital download. You heard it here first.
That's insider information.
I'm sure it's had to be done.
I'm sure it is. And if you know about it already,
got to figure out
write us and let us know what it did. But anyways, seasons in the sun. I mean, with your business, you have great time in your business. It's doing great. And then it starts failing on you. Do you shift? Do you move? Do you do something else? Do you leave it? Do you let it go away and start something new? That's the season in the sun. Now, that season is, what did you learn from that part of your business, that thriving time of your business or the declining of your business? And how do you reapply it to the next whatever you're going to be doing?
Uh-huh.
It's all about your seasons. You know, I was also thinking where they say people come in your life for seasons, what reasons, seasons, or reasons, seasons, and lessons. That's it.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah. People are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lesson. What are you doing?
Well, I just had this thought process. You were talking about reasons or whatever.
Reasons, seasons, or lessons.
Or lessons. Okay. Everything in the universe rubs off on something. Everything except for one thing. Gold. Gold will not mix with anything. So anybody who has walked past you, picked you up in an Uber, it doesn't matter. It just, any little quirk of something rubs off on you in some way, shape, or form.
You do know that's the butterfly effect, right?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I didn't think that's what the butterfly effect was, but
everything has,
I learned something new every day.
Everything has an effect on something else.
Everything. Everything.
That's what I say. Even the flap of a butterfly, that light breeze coming off a butterfly's wing, is affecting something.
The neighbor's dog barking at 2:00 a.m.
Yeah. You have no idea.
He's subconsciously.
So where were you going with that?
I don't know. It was about that rub off, that influence.
We're all connected in some way, shape, or form.
6 degrees of separation.
Yes, and so that's why I always say be the best version of you unapologetically. Because if we're all being the best version of ourselves that we can be, it can only be better.
That's, you know what? I just thought about something that's left up to interpretation too. Because some people are just bad people.
Well, that's what I said.
And it might be their best version.
No, the best version of you is show up as the best you. I'm not saying everyone's got to be an angel. The best version of you is who's the person you want to be. The best version of that. Now, I'm not saying go out and be the best Hitler. Okay, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying go be the best you. And humans, I believe, are geared for goodness.
Yeah, but Hitler was his best you.
He was, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not encouraging that, but
you know what? The one thing I always, when I hear his name, or the one thing I always think about is how did he have such a large influence?
Because he could speak,
which is interesting.
With great speaking power comes great responsibility and
greatness.
And he took it and went another way. So that's why I train speakers, is because I listen to their talks and do, okay, so what are you in this for again? World domination. Well, then you're out. Let's not help
money,
you.
Honey.
Yeah. And so it really is. Great orators can change the world, can move the world. And so that's why I train and say, be the best you. I'm not running around saying, are you evil? Improve on that. No, I'm not saying that. So being the best you is, anyone watching us probably isn't ultra evil because they wouldn't be listening to us.
Okay? You never know.
We don't have that demographic.
Could be influencing.
No, we don't have that demographic because we're too goofy and world domination. I'm pretty sure it takes some serious concerted effort against the norm.
Trying to say I don't have enough body piercings for bat?
No, I don't have anything. I have nothing against body piercing. What I'm saying is that our demographic, they listen to two goofy people talking randomly. That's not a world domination thought process. World domination is, where do I find a chink in the armor of the biggest thing I can find? Or how can I find the chink in the armor and the one piece of that foundational of the United States that I can pull that one Jenga piece out and it'll all crumble? That's world domination.
Boy, I can so take this to a totally different level right now.
That is not our demographic. Because they wouldn't be listening to us.
Well, our demographic listens to the things that I've got going through my head at the moment. But yeah, we don't usually do that stuff here on the show. But I'm talking politics here.
Yeah, don't
of
do
course.
That.
We'll leave it alone.
So here's my thing. Are you shining bright like a diamond?
Diamond in the sky.
And remember, eagles don't flock.
You're right. They go.
They don't flock. And the other thing about eagles and seasons in the sun and being your own bright light is when you are a bright light, you don't dim anybody else's light. Be the sun, because all you're going to do is encourage other people to be their own sun. Okay, bright. And when I said the eagles don't flock, people do, I'm going to do this and I'm so great and this is great, 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 great. Well, eagles are alone. Yes, they're powerful, but they're alone. I don't want to be alone. I like a team. I like flocking with people. You see? Lone eagle. Got that?
Oh, I'm totally with you. Yeah. I'm just thinking, you know what I'm really thinking? I think this show, because we normally go to like 30 minutes, but I'm really thinking this show, we've said so much in the last 18 minutes. I think we should just let it sink in and go to, what are we doing this weekend, next weekend?
Oh, we are going to the Becoming the Best You conference in Kansas City, Missouri. It's at an airport hotel, so it's real close to the airport if you're flying in. But it's August 25th to 27th, and both Brian and I are speaking, and he's also doing the sound for the whole thing. I'm singing a little bit on the night of this Saturday night. But what's really cool about it is we're also having a mixer. On the night of the 24th. So if you're interested in doing that, message us on Facebook and I'll send you the link, or Brian will send you the link for the mixer. It's if you Facebook search it, it's Influencers of Kansas City. And we're meeting on the night of the 24th. So you can meet the speakers of the event up close and personal. We're going to be eating and talking and hanging out together.
Or as we do on the porch, we'll be having a beer.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out. And what happens in that room, we're just going to talk and have a great time.
Ooh, I'll be hanging in the room and won't have to work.
That's true.
So that's a first.
We'll see you on the night of the 24th. Or, you know, sign up and be in the event the 25th through the 27th, because very impactful speakers, very in-depth and a lot of information, a lot of encouragement in that room. And so...
From those who have changed their lives.
Who have changed their lives, yes. Mm-hmm. And become...
And are changing.
And becoming the best version of you, of them. And so come join us. Come be the best version of you by learning from the people who have already done it and are still evolving. So we'll see you, Kansas City, Missouri.
Tickets can be got.
Oh, tickets can be purchased at comechangeyourlife.com. And it's all one word, comechangeyourlife.com. And it's very inexpensive, but it's worth every penny.
Yes.
Saturday night is a really dress-up gala. So if you're people like me who like to dress up and wear fancy clothes, that Saturday night is a fancy night. Yeah, it's the night I sing and speak.
I didn't know I had to dress up.
You have to dress up. So, everyone, you had joy, you had fun, you had seasons in the sun. Go out there, shine bright, go be the best version of you. And remember, life is short. Leave that legacy of just being kind or good or lovely or giving, whatever you want to do.
Or as they say, live by the golden rule.
What is that?
The golden rule?
Yeah, what's the golden rule?
Love everyone as you would want to be loved, or something like that. That's a very big paraphrase.
Yeah, that's a big paraphrase. Okay.
That's the golden rule.
Look up the golden rule.
Peace.